It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. I'm Larry Mantle. Just a reminder, we will take exactly 1 minute and 8 seconds at noon today of silence to remember Kobe Bryant. We're joining with other Los Angeles area radio stations in taking the 68 seconds. Also, we're just minutes away from NPR's live gavel-to-gavel coverage of the Senate impeachment trial, but we did want to update you on this developing story, that is the coronavirus that originated in China has led to bans on movement in some parts of the country. With me, KPCC reporter Robert Garova. He's been covering the coronavirus. And Robert, the latest we heard, 2 cases here in Southern California. What's the latest?
Yeah, it's 2 cases in Southern California. The person that is reported in LA County self-reported at LAX. So that's how that case came to the knowledge of the CDC. The person in Orange County is a male in his 50s. It's not clear if he went through LAX enhanced screening from the CDC, but we know that he's in his 50s and he's in a hospital in Orange County and he's in good condition.
What have we heard from public health authorities about any precautions or screening that's being undertaken?
Well, I mean, every hospital, every healthcare provider in California right now is following directions from the CDC. One of the biggest things is making sure to look specifically at screening questions about travel history. So if somebody, has been to Wuhan in the past couple of weeks and they have symptoms, they're definitely going to be flagged for additional screening.
And what is the incubation period for the virus to show itself with symptoms?
I think the last – I'm not super clear on this. I think the last thing I saw was a couple of weeks. There's also some information coming out of China that, it could be transmissible during incubation. Just this morning I was on a call from the CDC. They said they don't have any information of that. But that is information that seems to be coming out of China.
Anything else from that CDC news call that you were able to glean about this?
Yeah, so they said, we had the 2 additional cases from LA County, and then we had one from Arizona in Maricopa County that was reported over the weekend. They said overnight the U.S. cases held at 5, so there were no additional confirmed cases. They had some interesting things to say about the tests. They said ETA is like between 1 and 2 weeks for these tests to be able to send them, because right now healthcare providers, if they have a case that they've flagged for screening, they have to send that sample to the CDC, and that can take a few days. The CDC says they're really close at doing additional testing to get that test closer to places where, we've had cases already.
More than a decade ago, we had the SARS virus, of course, and I can't remember how many people were. It was hundreds of people that were killed by that, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was I hope I'm not confusing SARS and MERS, but I think SARS was 744 in Asia.
That sounds right. Yeah. My understanding, though this coronavirus is deadly, that it's not as virulent as SARS. Did the CDC get into that this morning?
They didn't specifically. They said that it seems to be most similar to SARS, but the jury is still completely out on how deadly it's going to be.
SARS spread from China again, 2002, 2003. Nearly 800 people were killed in China. And with this new coronavirus outbreak, one of the concerns is it came right with the Chinese New Year travel period, where millions of people are moving.
Yep. I talked with some people over the weekend who are concerned about that. And, it's sort of was a cloud of sadness on people celebrating to a temple, at a temple I went to in Chinatown over the weekend.
Robert Garova, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll be listening for your ongoing coverage of the coronavirus and its effect on Southern California on KPCC.org and LAist.com. Just 30 seconds away from NPR's live coverage of the Senate impeachment trial. I'll be back with you at noon for 1 minute and 8 seconds in which we remember Kobe Bryant. Have a very good day.